Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to
it's
my
the final Final Gio and Jones show, Greg Giannotti and Brian Jones across the country on CBS Sports Radio. We've been playing back some of our favorite moments over the last 3 years. Stepping Back, Brian's movie, is up there. And it's hard to distinguish between that and the thing you're about to hear as the best moment. I do think, though, that most people that have talked to me about the show bring this up more than anything else. So there is a backstory to this that I kind of forget, but it was a collaborative effort by Mikey B and me as we were waiting to tape an interview. So a lot of times with these hours, because we're a national show, we can't get people to join us live. Because we're on too early. If you try to get people on the West Coast, it's just too early for them. So we have to tape interviews after the show. So we were waiting for somebody to tape. And Brian wasn't there that day.
Correct.
So it was me and you in a studio waiting for somebody. And I don't remember who that person was. Who was that person?
Larry Brown.
We were waiting for Larry Brown. I never would have remembered that. So we're waiting to tape Larry Brown. And Mikey B says, wouldn't it be funny if we did a fake one of these, right?
Correct.
Well,
yes.
Your memory's better than mine, so why don't you take it from here?
Yeah, the idea was, wouldn't it be funny if we did a fake one of these? Brian doesn't want to stay. You're here. We could make up some character, some guest, and just antagonize Brian. And that was the concept. And then about 2 to 3 weeks later, I believe, Bob Huggins was in the news because he was getting on the media. I think Doug Gottlieb actually, he called out Doug Gottlieb for something, people not picking them. So you had the idea, I've got the guy, let's go with Bob Huggins.
So Huggins was the guy that we ended up going with. So I called a friend of mine from Pittsburgh who I know could ad-lib and I knew had a deep enough voice to be able to pull this off. And the way we taped this is Brian would go home and he would call in. And he would be on the phone, and the guest would also be on the phone, and I would be in the studio, and then Brian would come in and retape his questions for air. So we're not going to play the whole thing, because the whole thing was like 8 minutes long. So what you're going to get in this one is the fake Bob Huggins towards the end of the interview, who we told to be very cantankerous, to go after Brian, to make fun of Brian's career, to make fun of Brian. So you're going to hear the end of the cantankerous fake Bob Huggins. And then Brian losing it at the end of this, which produced audio that we've been playing back now for years. Stop recording here for a second. Coach, are you still there?
Yeah.
What? Why does it seem like you're trying to get personal with Brian on certain things?
He's another guy that picked Buffalo. I'm a little raw about the Buffalo thing. Like I said, I'm sure you're really disappointed, both of you. You're not exempt from this either.
Hell no, I'm not disappointed. I don't have any skin in the game. I'm not disappointed. Good luck to you. I've cheered for you when you were in Cincinnati. Know a couple guys that played for you. I'm fine. I could care less. It's a bracket challenge. We pick teams, and might as well be shooting in the dark with a number of the teams. So it's nothing personal, and I'm not enjoying it one way or the other.
I'll take your word for it then. I got to run. It's been real.
All right, Coach.
Yeah. Bye.
Pleasure.
What the yeah.
Wow. Brian. I guess I was right.
Yeah. What a Go coach. Nobody got nothing personal against your big ass. How many times you got to say it? Good Lord.
Well.
Relax.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway.
All right. We ought to play that anyway. Yo, yeah. Let's do it. Rile that up. Let him take his shot. Yeah. Drop his ass in the grease.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's not say anything about it though till tomorrow, you know, and then we'll pump
save
it up.
That
yeah, we'll pump it up on the air and everything, all right?
Hey, he's worried about people getting personal. Not personal. You don't want to get personal. Proud of my record.
Yeah.
Kiss off. You didn't make it to the pros, you fat bastard. God, what a joke.
Yeah, I know.
I've never in a he's a disgruntled bitch. What a All right, man.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
I'm dropping the mic, man.
Yeah. That was Brian Unplugged right there, man. I mean, that is like, you know, Itzhak Perlman playing on the violin. You know, just the best of the best when you let him go. And he is cursing in that manner. There's nothing sweeter sounding than that.
You punks got me good. Coming fresh out of a yoga class, my cheese properly placed, feeling pretty good, and next thing I know, you get me all riled up.
I have never in a he's a disgruntled bitch.
We were playing hockey, but I didn't know.
So then we brought on Chris Muller, who played Huggins, I think. I think we had him on the phone after that. I'm pretty sure we did. Well, I don't know. Maybe we didn't. I have no idea. I thought we did. But the next day, we played it back, acting as if it was a real interview. But then we told Brian it was not. And at first, you were not happy. You did not like us getting you.
No.
And it was early on in the show, wasn't it?
Yeah, during the NCAA tournament.
In the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So
a couple months.
Yeah, we had only been doing the show a few months. So, like, there was not that trust built up. So you were not happy with us. And then you heard how funny it was and how everybody was laughing at it, and you came around, and it ended up working. But I was a little bit afraid. I got to be honest with you. I was a little bit afraid that I was nervous. If you go back and listen to, and we don't have this, but if you were to go back and listen to the reveal of that, I bet you can hear in my voice the nerves that I had telling you that it was fake, because I thought at that point you were going to hate my guts forever. So...
You didn't make it to the pros, you fat bastard.
I did hate you. Because that was on the heels of you recording our conversation with Winfred when we were in Dallas for the National Championship game. I was like, nothing's sacred with this dude. And then that, to get me in such fashion, and I mean, and yeah, it took me there. Hate, maybe too strong of a word, but I dislike both of you a lot.
And,
you're right. Listening to it later, it was funny, but no one wants to be got, right?
Right, right. No,
so
of course.
So it was more
yeah.
about that than the fact that I said all those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
What Brian doesn't know is that I recorded him telling me about how angry he was with you, Greg, about this situation. Never before heard.
No, you did not.
I did not.
Well, I think where I was coming from with this was, as I got to know you off the air, there was so much great content there that we weren't tapping into. So I had to find a way to get that on the air somehow. And we did in those ways, and it was sort of tricking you to do so.
But bad.
Looking back now.
You're surprisingly gullible for a person of your stature. Your street sense, your...
Gullible about Bob Huggins?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, there's that. There's the presidential liners. Some other things that you
I come over here at 4 in the morning,
believed,
man.
Like 30 seconds you should never have believed.
I shouldn't have believed those two things?
A couple of other things, yeah.
Like what else?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like in the mix of a show, in the middle of a show, we've said things that you've believed that were clearly lies and fabrications. You're like, oh, okay, fine.
Well, he's trusting. Is it gullible or trusting?
I think it's trusting.
Over-trusting.
Okay.
Too quick to trust?
Yeah.
Sorry to let you down.
You did.
Yeah. And then we tried to pretend that Trump was on the air once, and it was
that one, yeah.
Mike's cousin, who
I mean, I didn't believe that one.
No,
you... No, that one you sniffed out.
Yeah. It's on my cousin.
Yeah, that was on your cousin, who sounded a hell of a lot better in the audition. Because I auditioned him in the back in that studio, and he sounded better then. And then he came on, he was basically like, I'm Donald Trump. Hi, guys.
I like Brian during the interview talking in the talk back to me. He goes, I know that's not him.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, well, bogus. Take back everything you just said.
A better impersonation would have helped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the liners, he did get me with that. That was wrong.
Okay.
I was 5 minutes during the show. We do liners all the time during the show.
Yeah, that was, if you know this show at all, you know Brian's disdain for Donald Trump, and we gave him liners on Inauguration Day that was basically, I don't know, mixing the show and Trump. So, and he just read them. I thought this was another one of those things where I thought I was going to get you cursing and going crazy. Because generally, if Mike hands you something, you go nuts. I don't want to read this. Get out of my face. Like, you go nuts, whether you're half joking or full joking or not.
Well, I was still numb from the election back in November, and
so
I just went along with it.
So I thought...
Just grin and bear it.
So I thought the combination of Mike handing you this and it being Trump-related, that you would just go off and we would have this audio. But instead, it was like your most professional moment of all time.
How about that?
I know. And you just read all of them.
Yeah, because sometimes when we do those liners, we have a lot of fun and there's more tomfoolery involved.
Right, and you even wanted to do them again to get them right.
Yeah,
let's listen to
it. Happy Inauguration Day from your friends at CBS Sports Radio. Too damn happy.
Happy Inauguration.
Turn the page with us, Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Those are fake liners, man. We're here to make sports talk radio great again, only on CBS Sports Radio.
You got any more?
No. From D.C. to online, we have you covered at CBSSportsRadio.com.
Hey, Doug, that's enough.
Get sworn into the best of the best at GOandJones.com/audio.
Wow.
Get sworn into.
Who wrote those?
I think I did. I think we both did, didn't we? Yeah, we both did.
Yo, it's so wrong.
Bye.
You had the alien over there just grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah, he loved that. Yeah, Pete.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one more thing we can let you know now. Greg's actually not leaving. That was just an elaborate ruse to get you to leave the show. Taz and the Moose are not real people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, later.
Right. you sure? We're here to make sports talk radio great again. Only thing missing is the antlers for Moose out there. You sure it's not real?
Yeah. Well, there is one more thing. But... we just can't. We can't give it up. Can't do it. There is one more thing. And everybody knows grave. There's one more thing.
Uh-oh.
Blood Brothers.
But we can't. We all swore that we could not.
Okay, cool.
We didn't find your dad.
No. But that was what we were trying to do on this show. Mike even put in like a last couple ditch efforts. Last couple of weeks to find your father.
Bass is probably dead. Without paying child support.
Wouldn't that have been something?
Wouldn't it?
Like 8:51. And here's your dad. It's been fun. See you later.
We should have hired like an old ass black actor to hobble in.
We're trying to get him.
We should have. Why didn't we do this? We should have brought him in.
There's
the
still time.
Go to the street real
you
quick.
You know, that reminds me of another eclipse that was playing in my car during vacation, Sticky Lou.
Oh, yes.
All the people that bought into that.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
That was hilarious. Now, I actually did listen to that one. I didn't. When that started playing, I didn't stop it immediately because that was just funny.
Yes.
I mean, guys, just lying their asses off. The dude from Turkey or whatever.
Yeah. So early on in the show, when the NBA All-Star game was here in New York, we brought Brian outside because Brian just could pass as anything. Like he dresses in a manner where it's like it's high end, so he could be a famous R&B musician, like whatever famous black person you could be, Brian could be, because the way that he carries himself the way he dresses. Oh,
yeah. Are you babyface?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, he could be that too. Yeah.
Are you Bam Bim DeVoe, all three of them?
Yeah. Like you could. So I figured, like, let's test this out. So we made up a fake NBA player, legend, Sticky Lou Jackson. And people would, you know, we'd sit there and I'd have the microphone and said, hey, this is Sticky Lou. You remember Sticky Lou? He won 5 championships with the Lakers. Remember that half-court shot in the finals?
I think I saw you in the papers the other day.
And the dude said, half court, it was further than that. Like,
wow. He's like, oh, I know. He's I know Lou Jackson. I know.
Was even behind the half court line.
That's the guy. Was even behind the half court line.
You're a legend.
You're a legend.
I've heard of Lou Jackson. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of Lou Jackson. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
And then there was like a woman around the corner who wanted you to go speak to the kids.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to Google you. That's amazing. I want you to come and talk to the kids about success in life. Sticky Lou Jackson.
Hey, kids, here's how to get anyone to believe anything.
Were you in the paper the other
day? I think I saw you in the papers the other day.
And what was that one guy said he watched in his country? I don't know if we have that one.
Yes, somebody replayed it in my country. Yes.
Somebody replayed it in my country. Oh, well, look at that. You put in Sticky Lou Jackson. It comes up.
Images for Sticky Lou Jackson. You and a dude outside our building.
Get out of here. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I heard of Lou Jackson. Okay.
I heard of Lou Jackson. Okay.
Was even behind the half-court line.
Why do people do this? Why?
They want to fit in, man.
Isn't that amazing? Like, that guy... He was even behind that. I made up something that didn't happen with a guy who never existed. And this person, oh, yeah, I remember Lou Jackson.
He wants to fit in.
That half-court shot was even behind the half-court line. Oh, baby. That was another moment. All right, so coming up next, we've got Bogish back with an update, and then we welcome in a huge part of this show. Season 2 more than anything else. Wasn't it more Season 2? Season 2 of Gio and Jones, the big star of Season 2. We will bring him onto the program. I'm a little worried that he's going to flake. I am a little worried.
Just talk to him. We're good.
You sure?
Unless he changes his mind in the next 5 minutes. I spoke to him 3 minutes ago on the phone.
All right, good. All right, I'm excited for that. We're coming right back.
I think I saw you in the papers the other day.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Is it too
late now to say sorry? Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We have an Andrew Bogish update. Then we're going to have another special guest, a big part of our program. Someone we talked about, I feel like almost every day for a month, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. But first, Bogish, what's going on in sports?
Things are happening, guys, in sports. Our favorite college football coach, salty after a 42-17 loss to Michigan State in the Holiday Bowl last night. Mike Leach was asked if he had a special post-game message for his outgoing seniors.
Yes, we talked about that with our entire group, of which we won't share any of that with you.
Washington State. Lost without QB Luke Falk, who was a late scratch with a left wrist injury, which obviously led to post-game questions.
Coach, was Luke injured? I'm sorry, I wasn't real clear on that.
You're going to remain unclear on it. Next question.
So you don't want to comment on it? I'm sorry.
I don't comment on that. Are you new?
No, I've been around about 30 years or so. Just
For 25 of those, I haven't commented on injuries.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach.
Okay.
TCU topping Stanford without incident, 39-37 to win the Alamo Bowl, and Oklahoma State down Virginia Tech 30-21 in the Camping World Bowl. Today's schedule includes Ohio State and USC in the Cotton Bowl.
And Brian's working the Sun Bowl, right?
On CBS.
That's right. Arizona State, NC State.
I believe that's a 3 Eastern kickoff.
That is a 3 Eastern kickoff.
The Boston Celtics are racing a 26-point second quarter hole, beating the Rockets 99-98 on Al Horford's hoop with 3.7 seconds left. Kyrie Irving will always remember the rally.
I had a few comebacks, but it's a special one. Just from just how we started. It was just so ugly, man. It was just so ugly.
And then he ate Cheetos. The Blazers down the Sixers, 114-110. The Knicks falling to 2-12 on the road, 119-107 in San Antonio. And the Bucks beat the T-Wolves, 102-96, despite Minnesota leading by 20 in the third quarter. 26 points for Eric Bledsoe, 22 for
Giannis Adetokounmpo.
Stacey King. Ooh,
nailed it.
Isaiah Thomas will scrimmage with the Cavaliers today as he inches towards his season debut. And Chris Paul may play for those Rockets tonight against the Wizards. If not tonight, then Sunday against the Lakers. CP3 is coming back from an adductor strain, a groin injury. College Hoops, Seton Hall outscored Creighton 90-84 in a meeting of ranked Big East teams. And number 20, Gonzaga handled Pacific 81-48. The New York Giants hiring David Gettleman as their general manager. He had that same position in Carolina for four seasons. After 15 years in the Giants front office, he replaces the fired Jerry Reese. And the CFL announced yesterday it would approve a contract between Johnny Manziel and Hamilton if they negotiate one. The Tiger Cats own Manziel's CFL rights. He has not played since the Browns released him after the 2015 season. And let me finish with tennis. Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from this weekend's event in Abu Dhabi with lingering elbow issues. Djokovic hasn't played in 6 months. He is unsure of his Australian Open status. And boys, let me just say, I am truly sad that on tomorrow there will be no Gio and Jones show.
The position was supposed to be filled on tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bogus.
Yeah, really I should have corrected that myself instead of reading the script verbatim. You're right.
Blaming it on the script.
Yeah,
now,
that was on the script.
Though. All right. Yeah. So if you have listened to this show for any amount of time, you have probably heard this.
This is your host, Darius Cates, along with my co-host, AJ Curry, and we are the Sports Spectators.
Yeah, gonna be good. I'm sorry I stole your woman
so
and impregnated her.
We got a call from this man, Darius, in Alabama, and we found out a lot about him. He was a mall security guard.
Yep.
With big dreams of working in the sports media, which he is now realizing, by the way, because he is covering local sports and writing for a newspaper down in his area. So
he is
doing that. And Darius started a podcast with his then best friend, AJ Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the Sports Spectators.
The Sports Spectators.
And we used to play back their stuff and we used to critique it. And I think Darius wasn't always thrilled with the things that we had to say.
Well,
and he disappeared for a while and it was sort of sad for us and sad for him.
Well,
and
then, how's that song go? That the truth will piss you off first.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And then Darius and AJ, well, they fell apart. The Sports Spectators, and their relationship went away. And we had both of them on at the same time to try to reconcile, and that didn't work out either. So it was a little sad end to the Sports Spectators, as much fun as we had.
What happened here.
But
I love you like a bag of chips.
You're the last potato chip. okay, fine.
Give you my last chicken.
We may be new to this, but we're true to this.
So to his credit, Darius, after all that,
I'm going to name the baby after you, dog.
He's joining us on our final show. One of my absolute favorites, Darius Cates. Darius, good morning. Thanks for doing this, man. How you doing?
How y'all doing, motherfellas?
Great, Darius. How are you?
I'm great. You know, just working hard, you know, just grinding as usual.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, so you are still covering sports, right, and writing some articles?
Yes, sir. I'm still writing high school football and writing about high school basketball right now.
All right, very good. So the Sports Spectators, when that whole thing started and we started playing back some of that audio on the show, I mean, you and your buddy at Alabama State, you and A.J. Curry, I mean, you guys were like two peas in a pod, and then it totally fell apart. Do you think that our show was to blame for your relationship deteriorating?
Your show? No. I don't think so. It's just how AJ is sometimes.
Okay.
But, no, your show had nothing to do with him disappearing. You know, that is AJ. AJ moved out of town. And you know, when once AJ move out of town, it's hard to get in contact with him.
Okay.
You got to know AJ to really know the situation.
Okay, all right. Because to be honest with you, I had a guilty conscience about this. I thought that maybe we had something to do with their best friends, you know, going away.
We tried to bring them together.
I know we did, but I thought that it was our fault to begin with.
Oh, no, it's never our fault.
Well, I thought that it might have been. So did it have anything to do with the woman who he ended up having this baby with, Darius?
Hell no.
Yeah, it didn't.
No,
okay.
The woman was never mine. No.
Okay. All right, so that's cleared up now, too. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
You could have said that 2 years ago.
I did.
No, you didn't. You hemmed and hawed and almost crashed your little scooter or whatever that thing is you ride. You're like,
All right, so are you still working at the mall?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. I did work at the mall. Like, instead of doing the overnight shift, I do the day shift, and I'm off today right now.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Very good. So do you have any more dreams of getting back out there and doing more audio work and starting another podcast?
I actually thought about that, but, you know, I just had to find the time to do it. But I had thought about that. So I'm also, you know, doing my sports writing, working this day shift, and also doing other writing stuff as well.
Okay. All right. And do you think that, well, first off, I mean, you kind of disappeared. You stopped calling the show.
Yep.
I think that you got a little bit upset with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today as it stands, are you, and you did a nice job by calling up the program today on the last show, but, you know, how mad were you at us, and are you still mad at us?
How mad was I? I ain't gonna lie. My brother was in his feelings a little bit, but you know, when you during that time, I was like in my feelings. But I've grown ever since. You know what I'm saying? So if you were to do it now, then it wouldn't bother me as much.
What did we say?
I learned how to be more carefree.
What did we say that upset you?
Well, it's not. I don't know in particular, but you know, it was just the hard truth.
Oh, thank you. That's right.
You're welcome.
Told your ass the truth, and you got sensitive, right?
Yeah, but I grew that now.
You know that song Lemon?
Nah.
By N.E.R.D. starts off with the truth will set you free, but it'll piss you out first.
Okay. Yep. That's true.
So you free?
Yes, I am free.
Good. Now thank us for setting your ass free.
No, you don't need to do
that. No, you don't thank me.
No, he doesn't dare.
Thank us for setting you free.
No, don't do that. No,
say thank you, Massa.
No, see, that's just way out. That's way out of line. Come on. He doesn't need to do any of that. So, all right.
Say what?
Yeah, because I had, you know, I honestly felt bad about that whole thing. Like I didn't want
really?
Darius. I didn't want Darius to dislike us. He was a big part of the show.
Oh man.
And he provided a ton of content for us.
We helped Darius.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Now, did you become? We're not on everywhere, but we're on obviously, or at least we were on in your town for a while. Did people recognize you or know anything about you because of this?
That one lady, but other than that, I didn't hear anything else.
One lady.
Remember that lady called us, right?
Yeah,
she called us. Yes. Yeah, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. So it didn't.
I seen Darius.
Yeah,
he almost
true.
Ran me over.
That is right. Yeah, that mm-hmm. one late. So now that we're going off the air, you can start a podcast because you know, this show is not going to exist any longer, and there's no way that I could do that bit on the airwaves in New York City. It just wouldn't make as much sense. So, you know, nobody's going to be around to critique you in the way that we did. So, I mean, now's the time to do it. You know, go back out there and give it another shot, Darius.
Well, I might consider that, sir.
Okay. All right.
Don't give up, dog, and give us all the credit.
Hey, listen, thanks for being a good sport even when you weren't. And we appreciate you giving us so much content over the years. And it really was a lot of fun to get to know you.
Yeah, it's fun to get to know you guys as well.
And as far as being harsh and blunt and straight to the point with you, sorry, not sorry.
You don't need to be sorry. Thank you.
I just said I wasn't.
I heard.
Oh, bye, boy. Go gas up your scooter. What's that thing called?
Segway.
Yeah. That run on gas or electricity? What does it run on? Batteries?
Tears.
Battery.
All right. We're going to charge your batteries, man. Be good, dog.
All
appreciate
right, Darius.
You.
All right. Take care, man.
Yeah.
All right.
He'll be salty at us, man.
Well.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I made fun of him a lot.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying that I did make fun of him a ton.
Grown-ass man, you're kind of upset. Yeah. We told you the truth.
I got up with my feelings a little bit.
Yeah, my feelings.
I mean, at that time, you know, I definitely was up in my feelings.
My little feelings hurt. My little small people feelings.
Oh, come on.
That's some fun. We got to play that game, the midget.
Oh, that audio from KDKA. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to make it onto the...
That won't make it. Well, I was thinking about it the other day because that was hilarious. Yeah, I get discriminated against, too. Hey, well, why? Mm. And how? Because I'm a midget.
We are the sports spectators.
Mm-hmm. And how long did they tease that? Was it like 4 months?
Coming up in 10 days, 3 hours, 16 minutes, and 42 seconds.
11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central.
Remember when they did that too? It was like,
coming up in a month, we're going to be on 11 Eastern, 10 Central.
Are you interested in sports?
8 Pacific. 3 a.m. in Guam.
Access granted.
Oh, no.
In Micronesia.
Yeah. In Phuket. 10 p.m. the next day. But since it's a podcast, you can listen to it whenever, which is the irony of all this.
That is the end of our show.
Do you like entertainment?
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Do you like sports?
Do you like entertainment?
Do you like entertainment? Like, I remember saying at the time, like, there's people out there go, no, I hate entertainment.
No.
It's
going to
be good.
That was his cut. It's going to be good, AJ Curry.
I give man, you my last pay the tater chip.
Yeah, I think Darius, I mean, Darius did not come off well when we put AJ and Darius back together for that thing. Because Darius, man, I love you.
Little punk.
I love you. Like, okay, fine.
You my boy, man. I love you.
You my boy.
I
don't got nothing to say. I am.
They like love. Well, I ain't gonna you say that.
I ain't got my feeling, yeah, man.
My little feeling hurt.
Yeah.
Man. Let's get it.
One last segment. Can we get it?
We got one last segment.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Right. Welcome.
Hey, do I have to get my key card back? Or can I just show up whenever?
You're not gonna come back here.
Why not? I mean,
why?
Case in the joint. I want to pick up a few items.
Gonna beat me. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, if I need to vent.
You know, it's funny that there is...
Who did I turn my key card into? I don't even know who I got it from.
It's handed...
Adios, amigo.
Give it to security down there.
No, don't. Just give it a Spitz.
Is Spitz here today?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, cool. I'm going to give him a hug. Give him the key card back.
That'll be it. You'll never see
him
again.
What if I want to keep it as a, you know, memento?
I don't think you're allowed to.
You can't keep the key card?
No.
Oh, damn.
All right. One final segment of Gio and Jones.
Beat up and taped up, so that's perfect.
Yeah, just
damn,
hand it back.
I look mean on there, too.
Well, you are.
You're mean guy. Face.
Yep.
Look at that. Out of 10, kind of like now.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Gio and Jones, only on CBS Sports Radio.
Don't believe me, just watch.
That's how it opened up 3 years ago.
Wow, Bruno?
Don't believe me, just watch.
Well, actually, 4 years ago, right? It'll be, 3 years ago. But it'll be like the fourth year. Right, yeah, that's right. I always screw that up.
You remember the first time we did a show together, though? The breaking news?
Yeah, that's when we were like trying out and things were weird because
the whole Adrian Peterson, the switch and all that stuff.
I do remember that,
on Friday.
Yeah,
breaking news.
Yeah, I almost had a panic attack before that started, that show.
Why?
I was just super nervous. You got to remember where I was in my life at that point. Like, this was my shot to get home.
Gotcha.
You know, I didn't know. I had all these feelings about, was I going to stay in Pittsburgh? And and it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world if I had stayed there longer because I really did enjoy myself there. But, of course, my goal was to get back home.
Yeah.
So, you know, doing that audition show with you and meeting you and knowing how important it was for us to have great chemistry. And I remember going back to Mark Chernoff's office and sitting with you and Eric Spitz. And then, like, right before the show started, and I had, like, flown in for that night. So I think I might have even had done my morning show in Pittsburgh that morning and flown in. So I was tired.
Wow.
And I remember like pumping myself full of coffee and then like just it all hitting me and almost having like a panic attack doing the show. And then I relaxed and we had a good show and it was fun.
Yeah, we did have a good show.
Yeah. So
it's been a good ride.
Yes, it has. I don't think I'm going to cry this time. I cried when I left Pittsburgh. I don't think I'm going
to
cry this time.
Really? You better not cry, because if you cry, then I'm going to have to cry.
Nah.
Then we'll all be crying. I ain't crying. Mikey B's crying. He was tearing up when he walked out there to get me.
No.
One last time to tell me I was late for the beginning of the segment.
Right.
How'd that feel, dog?
Like the first time.
Well, before we have a few minutes here. So a couple of things that we can throw out there that are going to happen soon. You know, the college football playoff and the NFL playoffs.
Man, you going to ask me about sports?
Well, why not? We
ain't no damn sports show.
Well, we got 8 minutes.
There you go. Since day one, you've been acting like I'm Negro Domus over here. I can see the future.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say that.
Once again, we've established that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, as far as college football, I've been going back and forth. I think this is going to be one hell of a playoff between Georgia and Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma can score. I just don't know if their defense can stop the Georgia running offense. That's going to be the key. Oklahoma has allowed four teams to rush for over 200 yards, and they've had some injuries in their secondary. That's hurt them somewhat. They should come back healthy. But Baker Mayfield, I don't see any stopping him. The way he can move around, extend plays, and cause all types of havoc with his legs, and then his arm, those wide receivers going up against the secondary of Georgia. I mean, you got Hollywood Brown, you got C.D. Lamb, and you have the Mackey Award winner in Andrews. This should be one hell of a football game, but I'm leaning Georgia in a close one, maybe something like 31-30, 31-27, something of that sort. And I know the only team I believe that held Oklahoma below 30 was my Longhorns. And then the other one, I've gone back and forth, but I'm leaning Clemson now. I think it's going to be Clemson. Alabama's had trouble versus in those marquee games. They've had trouble protecting the quarterback. And I just don't see them stopping this excellent front once again for Clemson. And if they get behind the eight ball as far as third and long, they're going to be in trouble. And now Kelly Bryant, pretty damn good pass. Only one game where he threw for over 300 yards. That was versus Louisville. But he got better throughout the season. So I'm leaning Clemson now. Yeah, I like their running game, Feaster, ATN. And, of course, Bryant can use his legs. Now, the key for Clemson has been Deshaun Watson in the past, passing for over 400 yards versus Alabama two times. So I've got Georgia and Clemson in the finale. I'm going to go with Georgia.
Okay. Wow. Georgia's going to win the whole thing. I'm going to go completely opposite. I'm going to go Alabama, Oklahoma. Alabama's going to win it.
Oh, okay.
And for the Super Bowl, it's going to be Patriots, Vikings in Minneapolis.
Wow. The first team ever to play in their stadium for a Super Bowl, right?
I think that's right.
How you worded it, something like
that.
Anyway.
Patriots.
The team from the host city. How about that? Play in the Super Bowl.
That's what I'll say. Patriots, Vikings, I'll be there for
who
that
wins?
Week. It'll be the Patriots.
You crazy. That's it. Vikings win.
Yeah.
The Vikings get to the Super Bowl. They're winning it all for the first time ever. They're 0-4, I believe, in Super Bowl opportunities.
Right. Yep.
Old Chuck Foreman days. Fran Tarkenton. Purple People Eaters.
Yep. So you think that the Vikings are going
to
win the whole thing?
If they get to the Super Bowl, the Vikings will win it.
Oh, who's going to what's your pick, though?
Hell.
So who cares?
No, okay, who cares? You're right.
Well, I was going to say.
No, I like the Vikings. I like that pick.
All right.
I really like the way they're playing. Yeah, so I'm going Vikings, and I'm going to say Vikings-Steelers.
Vikings-Steelers, that'd be awesome.
That'd be a rematch, because the Steelers, I believe, beat
the
Vikings.
That was Super Bowl IX.
Yeah.
Franco Harris was the MVP.
That's right. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I am familiar with that, and that'd be very cool for me for a couple of reasons. My personal connection to Pittsburgh and, of course, the Minnesota Vikings growing up.
So you're going to be there for the Super Bowl freezing like you are now, so you'll be used to it. Are you going to go to the Maxim party?
I don't know.
Because I want to warn you to stay away from the Scientology
folks. I know.
Folks,
they'll be out there ready to recruit, and Brian somehow fell for that.
Well, I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know when you hold the two cans that they're, what do they call that? Mining for information or something? There's a technical term for
auditing.
Auditing.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so some thank yous to go around before we sign off for the final time. Our producer, Mike Biseglia, who put up with so much crap from both of us, there's no doubt.
Yep.
And he was able to somehow weather that storm and become a stronger person. It did not crack him, and he dealt with it from me. He dealt with it from Brian. He dealt with it from Eric Spitz. And he didn't crack and run away with his tail between his legs. He got stronger. And I think that I can't really speak for him, but I think that he's in a better place professionally and personally now after this experience, which maybe wasn't the best of his life, but he's in a better place now because of it. So thank you, Mike, for your hard work.
I appreciate it. Thank you for making me decent at this job, I hope. And just I was a train wreck to begin, and thank you for believing in me and, putting it together at the end. It means a lot. Thank you.
And he will continue with Taz and the Moose. Mike will stay here with Taz and the Moose. To Peter Bellotti, Republican Pete, Wrestling Pete, Pistachio Pete, Wedding Pete now.
How about that?
Yes. Congratulations on his engagement, for also putting up with us in the morning. I know mornings are tough for Pete, so to be able to deal with us in the morning and all the great work he did with the drops and the audio. And there's few people on the planet that can find the stuff that pops into my brain quicker and put it on the air than Pete Bellotti. He's probably the guy who does it best out of anybody, because it's very hard to be a board operator for a show that I'm hosting, because things just pop into my head and I don't know when that's going to happen. And Pete's got to make that happen for me or I'll be upset. And he was able to do that at an amazing level. And he will also continue to be here, and he's the best technical director we have here at CBS Sports Radio, so we appreciate everything that he's been able to do for us. And Andrew Bogish, who is not in the studio now, but it's okay. He probably wants us to have our moment together. But Andrew Bogish, who, I mean, talk about the work that he did. Just amazing to be here every day, to provide the content that he did, to be that element of this show that just brought it to another level, and then to fill in all the times that he did when we were on vacation and the show didn't miss a beat. The guy is super talented. He's a professional. He's one of the nicest guys that I've ever met in this business, and I really do believe that he's going to continue to have a great career and a great life just because he treats people so well. And our management team here too, Eric Spitz and Mark Chernoff, who have always had our backs and allowed us to do everything we've wanted to do to make this show great. So we thank them. And you said a lot of nice things about me before. I don't want you to have to repeat those things. But Brian, I know that you're not going to be doing radio for the near future. And it's a shame, because there's few people that are better than you at this. And there's nobody like you. I'm going to miss sitting next to you. I'm going to miss listening to you. I'm going to miss seeing you. And you can be a pain in the ass and you can be loud, but I'm going to miss the hell out of you, and I thank you so much for being such an amazing radio partner and so unbelievably talented, and I really hope that we don't fall out of touch.
We will not fall out of touch, and I am so just thoroughly proud of you. And as I said at the beginning of the show, living your dream, that is so difficult to do. And you started straight at the bottom, teach me all the little intricacies of this business, and you've worked your way up to pick up and go to Pittsburgh on a whim and win there. And now come back home and knock it out of the park at CBS Sports Radio. Now you'll go over to WFAN and nothing will change. You will be a sterling success with Boomer, who's going to be a great partner for you and you for him. So this has been a hell of a ride. This has been fun. I've learned so much. I know at times it can be acrimonious between us, but I've learned so much from you and our whole team here. And thanks for allowing me to sit in this chair for the last 3 years.
So this is it. The final Gio and Jones show. And this network will remain great. It's going to have great shows. Mm-hmm. Listen to Taz and the Moose starting on January 2nd. It will always have our support. We thank you mostly,
yes.
The listeners,
you,
the
listeners.
Tweeters, the callers. And we appreciate you sticking with us and getting us. I know that it was tough sometimes, but thank you. Gio and Jones signing off for a final time.
See ya.
CBS Sports Radio.
Enjoy your family.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.